Welcome to Stonehaven Medical Group. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 999 for an ambulance. We strongly encourage all patients who are able to complete an e-consult via our website. If you are unable to do this, your call will be answered by a receptionist who will ask a few questions to help direct you to the most appropriate healthcare professional. Please hold the line for further instructions. To help us direct your call appropriately, please choose one of the following options. Press 1 if you require urgent medical attention, press 2 for appointments and general inquiries, press 3 for Auchinblay patient dispensary. Please hold while we try to connect you to the appointments and general inquiries line. Your position in the queue is 1.
Good afternoon, Surgery Lauren speaking. How can I help?
Hi there. I'm calling on behalf of one of our clients. We did send a subject access request to your practice. Our client is Claire Forbes. It's the 18th of December,
1975.
No, it's all right. We did receive an email from yourselves. Unfortunately, we've got hundreds of emails, and I've only just got around to it now. It does say that you'll be releasing them directly to the patient.
Okay.
We don't agree with that because our client has signed a legally binding document with us. That means we act on her behalf.
Okay.
We are able to accept documents and records through email, but our client has specifically said to us herself she does not wish to receive her documents. We're only using them for her redress application.
Okay. Right. Let me just pop you on hold. I'm just going to look into this. I'll
okay.
Speak to my colleague that deals with it more. Okay, just bear with me.
Yeah, no
Thank
problem.
You. Thanks.
Hello,
hi. I'm just going to transfer you through to my colleague Lorraine. She deals with the invoices and things, so she'll be able to help you better. Okay.
Perfect.
Just
all right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello there.
Hi there. Is that Lorraine?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Lorraine. My name's Leah from MMA Legal.
Hi there. So it's regarding one of our patients about a copy of note. Is that correct?
It is, yes.
Okay. And what was the patient's name and date of birth?
The patient's name is Claire Forbes,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be the 18th of December, 1975.
Okay, I'll just go in and see if we've got paperwork for this shit. Oh, yeah. No, it was actually myself that left a message.
Yeah.
She said they were ready to collect.
Yeah, unfortunately, we just don't agree with the client collecting. She has signed a legally binding document with ourselves that
mm-hmm.
states we work on her behalf, and
mm-hmm.
she's also specifically stated to us she does not want her records.
Mm-hmm. That's fine, absolutely fine. So you'd have to arrange them for you to come and collect. We don't email them at all. We don't send them direct, so it's always been down to the patient, regardless whether the solicitors are working their behalf or not. It's just
no
policy
problem.
Here with the practice.
Yeah, that's fine. Would you like me to provide you with a postal address?
Well, yeah, if you can, but you'd have to obviously, we'll have to send you an invoice first for payment.
What is the legal basis for that?
Okay, because it costs money. It costs money to send.
Completely understand.
There's quite a lot, yeah. There's quite a lot.
Records are free under the ICO guidelines.
Yes,
there
are.
No...
Excuse me. If you just let me speak a minute. I've been doing this job for a long, long time as well. That's fine, and you're quite the patient is quite entitled to them, and yes, she has signed a disclosure to say that, yes, you're happy to have them on her behalf, but not for us to post them.
Okay, can I ask why?
Okay, because it costs a lot of money, and it's NHS.
Okay, we've not had any other issues from medical practices.
Well, I'm afraid to say that's what it is. If you want to have these notes, which is fine, I mean, put them to the patient's fine, but we would not send them to post without charging.
Okay, can I ask why you can't email them?
Because the file, we're in the system, and the files are far too big. And we
okay,
don't have Dropbox. We don't have any of that Dropbox.
No, that's fine. There's a free website called WeTransfer.com, and you can transfer large files.
We don't do that, I'm afraid.
Can I ask why not?
Because we just don't. And see, that's why the patient always collects.
Right.
Okay.
So you can't arrange postage for us?
Oh, well, I know I can certainly arrange postage, but we'd have to invoice you for it, though.
Okay, well, under the ICO guidelines, it's unacceptable for a fee to be charged, especially if it's more than just an admin fee. How much is the fee that you would give?
Well, we'd obviously have to go and get the price first from the post office, see how much they're going to charge to post, and then we'll get back to you. But that's fine, but what I can suggest to you, though, is everything you've said over the phone, can you put that in an email?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, and what I'll do is, so these notes are still sitting. To put them in an email, I'll pass that to the practice manager. But as of this moment, we will not send these copies of the notes to yourselves unless the postage has been paid for.
Okay, but are you aware that under the GDPR Data Protection Act of 2018, the requested personal data should be provided free of charge?
Yeah, we're providing it free of charge to the patient. Yes, we are providing it free of charge to the patient. However, and I'm quite happy to send you the notes because we do have the documentation. However, there would be a charge. A postage charge.
Okay, but if you're happy to provide it to the client for free, we are working on behalf of the client with a legally binding document.
But the client lives in Stonehaven, so they can come and collect them.
No, she cannot because she specifically said she doesn't want to see her records and we are to act on her behalf, which is in a legally signed document.
Yep,
which is
I understand
the original request.
Yep, we have that. I do have it in front of me. And we accept that. However, what we can't accept is we can't post these notes without being charged, without recharging yourself.
Right.
So, but if you can put all that in an email in the meantime, and if you want, I'm happy to take these up to the post office to get a cost. And as soon as we get a cost, I can send that invoice to you. And if you can pay that invoice, then I'll get the notes copied to you, sent to you.
Yeah, we're not paying any invoices for any records.
So I'll just leave them here for the patient then.
The patient will not be collecting and you do not have her permission to
contact her. Do you have one of your colleagues that can come and collect them? Do you have someone up here? No?
No.
Right, okay. Well, you need to put something down in an email then because I'm afraid we will not be sending them.
Okay, no problem at all.
Thank you.
I'll pop that in an email.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.